This chazar is zechinish b'tabachi ches reshagim from Yehuda Masech des Nazir Daf Nun Beis. The Mishnah had said hashedra v'hagul goyles are also other ways in which the Nazir who becomes tamei through them would have to go through the whole tuma process of shaving his head and bringing the kabbanis, etc. Fekmar, does the Mishnah mean that it must be the spinal column and the skull? Is it the shedra and the goyles, or does it mean the spinal column or the skull? So Rava said, Abraisa says, if a spinal column is missing most of its ribs, it's tahar. If it's in a grave, it would be tameh. This suggests that if the ribs were not missing, the spinal column alone would be tameh, even without the skull. The Gemara says this is not a proof because the Braisa may be teaching that the missing ribs make it tahar. However, even with the ribs, the Braisa may be unsure about the status of the spinal column without the skull. Maybe we can bring a proof from a braisa in which Rabbi Yehuda said that there were six things that Rabbi Akiva said were tameh and the Chachamim said were tahar. And Rabbi Akiva then retracted his view to that of the Chachamim. The braisa says, it once happened that Tudus, the doctor, and other doctors went to examine a pile of bones to see where they came from and to determine whether they would create tumas oil. The doctors determined the bones, they were actually outside so as not to bring it inside an oil. And they said that there were no bones that were from a single spinal column of a single mace. And as such, does not create tumas oil. Now, this would suggest that if they were from one mace, even though the skull was not there, l'chayr would have created tumas oil. Mar says the Brice may be saying that, like a loy boy comment, not only was it only the spinal column without the skull, but even the spinal column itself was from two different people. And if there was no raya, though, whether or not it would have to be a spinal column with a skull or without a skull in our question. Mar says maybe we can bring a raya from the Brice that actually lists the six cases where Rabbi Akiva argued with the Chum. The last of these six cases that are listed is where there is a spinal column and a skull that comes from two different mason. Now, if the spinal column and the skull are each metama on their own, they should be listed as separate cases, meaning it should be and therefore it should be seven cases that we're talking about in the Brice over there, not just six. So it must be that when we say spinal column and skull, it's referring to one case, and that's how we get a total of six. Mark gives a number of terutzim to explain, no, really it could be separate, and that's why really each one is one of the six. But we get them, if so, we have seven cases. One of them don't belong there and are not part of the number six that's given in the beginning of the Braisa. The Mara says, it may be that these cases are counted as two separate cases. When the Braisa gives number six cases, it means to reference all the cases in which Rabbi Akiva is opposed by many Chachamim. However, there's one of the cases in the list which is only opposed by a single Chacham, Rabbi Chanan ben Uri, like it says in the Braisa, which is the case of a bone the size of a barley which was split in half. So although that case is listed, it's actually a seventh case not included in the number six of the six cases that are listed. Another teretz is we can also say that the six cases are not meant to include where the case of the severed limb of live people, which is listed, but not meant to be included in the number. Another teretz we can also say that the number of six cases is not meant to include the case of the barley-sized bone, since that does not require a nazir to shave his head based on it through tumas oil, and therefore it's not included, and therefore six does not include that case. Another teretz, we can also say that the number six in the six cases was only meant to include the cases where Rabbi Akiva actually retracted his view, and he did not retract his view in the case of a revias dam that came from two people, and therefore that's not included. Therefore, although the case is listed, it's not included in the number of six cases, and therefore the shedra and goyles could be two separate cases, because they may need, it could be each of them alone is metama. No raya either way. Mar tries again. Maybe we can bring a proof from a braisa. The braisa brings machloikas in which Shammai holds that a single bone from the spinal column or skull can create tumas oil. So you see, it's either one. So even those who argue on Shammai, they'll say it can't be a single bone. It has to be the whole spinal column or the whole skull, but each one itself is enough. L'chayra. The Mar said we can't bring a proof from Shammai. Maybe he was very machmir. Maybe he held that even one bone from one, whereas the rabbanon who argue on him maybe say that you need actually the full skeleton, the full shedra, and the full gogolas. Maybe we can say, so the other one, maybe bring a raya the other way. Maybe we can say that we said that we see the Rabbanon argue on Shammai, who was very machmir, and they, the Chayyur, therefore would have to hold that this full spinal column and the skull is needed to create tumas oil. The Mara says, no, maybe that they argue and hold that a single bone is not enough, but they may very well hold that a full spinal column on its own or a full skull on its own would be enough to create tumas oil, with no raya from there. Fakti Gemar, although a quarter kava of bone creates tumas oil, a nazir would not shave his head unless he will go through the process of a tummy nazir, unless he became tummy to a half kava of bones. The Rami Bachame asks, is this even true for bones of the spinal column and skull? Or do we say that since they're more stringent, then even maybe a quarter kava of them, when they're broken up, would require the nazir to shave his head? Rava said like this, if it's true that even a quarter kava of these bones would require the nazir to shave his head, then the Mishnah should not have listed the spinal column and skull, our Mishnah, as requiring the nazir to shave his head. Rather, it should have said a quarter kava of bones from the spinal column and skull require shaving, and we would then surely know that he would need to do so for the tumah from the full spinal column or full skull. Mara says that we find that Rav himself said that the Mishnah is referring to a spinal column and skull that in its entirety is less than a quarter kava of bones, and the Mishnah's choice of words is no proof. Mara said he made this statement only after he heard from Rabbi Akiva that a spinal column and skull can be so small so as to not even be a full quarter kav of bones. Initially, he did not realize that, and that's why he said what he said.